From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
I've been commuting to Florida for the past 6 months because my 68-year-old father is slowly dying. He would rather die quickly, but no one will let him. That's because even though he's a paraplegic who has been unsuccessfully battling a deadly form of staph for years, and even though he has a hole in his leg the size of a cantaloupe, Florida will not allow him to die any faster than nature will allow. The horror of watching someone you love suffer when they would prefer to have their misery end is hard to describe. My sisters and I have discussed whether to put ourselves in legal jeopardy in order to acquire and administer the drugs necessary to end our father's life. But we are mothers and can't take the risk, so there is nothing to do but watch and wait. Several friends have made the point that we treat horses better than Florida is treating my father. When I returned home to San Francisco after my most recent visit, I hoped to find that my state was closer to adopting a euthanasia law than Florida. I discovered that the previous California legislature introduced a bill last year that would have made California the second state after Oregon to permit physician-assisted death. The bill was called the California Compassionate Choices Act, and on June 28th it failed in the Judiciary Committee. This in spite of the fact that a field poll last spring found that 70% of California adults believe that incurably ill patients should have the right to obtain a lethal prescription that they can administer themselves. Assemblymember Patty Berg plans to reintroduce the bill, but its success or failure makes no difference. If it ever passes, Governor Schwarzenegger probably won't sign it because he has said that assisted suicide is a matter that should be decided by voters. Considering that 70% of Californians think we are worthy of such a right, that sounds like a fine idea. I have no faith that Florida will take such a step in time for my father, but I have great faith that my state could take that step in time for me. With a perspective, I'm Stephanie Losey.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.